ABC Radio Australia.
I'm Richard Hewitt, and our focus is on sport, and the Kaimiti Silktails have made an encouraging start to the Ron Massey Cup season, bouncing back in style on home territory to defeat the Bulldogs 44-10 after losing their first game to Penrith by a solitary point. Off the field, a long-standing rift between the Silktails and the Fiji NRL appears to be healing under the influence of the Bati's new head coach, Wise Kativirata. He's been impressed by the work the Silktails have done in terms of rugby league development in Fiji, and the door is very much open again now for Silktails players to be selected for the national squad. The team's coach, Wes Nangama, says much is changing in the world of Fijian rugby league, and while it's early days, the signs suggest the Silktails are in for a successful season.
It's our first game back in Fiji since round one 2020. So, you know, to be able to come back here and, do that in front of our friends and family after such a long time away was great, especially for the boys that have been part of our system for 2 or 3 years, including the young boys that made the sacrifice to move over to Australia for 10 months last year. So, been a long time coming, but it was great to get that result.
And what did you make of the reception that you got from the crowd at Churchill Park?
Yeah, look, it was great. Unfortunately, there was supposed to be a couple secondary school games before us, which would have kept a whole heap of school kids back. But because they're trying to keep the ground good, because we had 2 games plus a draw, use it as well. You know, we probably didn't get the numbers that we would have liked. But in saying that, there was a decent turnout there. There was a Melanesian Cup after us with the Maroons and PNG team that came over that won the competition. Going on that and with the result that we had, when we're back here in 3 weeks' time playing Hills, I know there'll be more people coming through the gate. It was good for us to set the standard there and get a good performance after what was a disappointing round one close loss to Penrith.
That loss couldn't have been closer. You lost by a point, then you beat the Bulldogs by 34. You must be looking at the squad you've assembled and thinking, yeah, I've made some good decisions here. It's early in the season, I know, but it's a pretty good start.
There's plenty of good signs there. You know, I knew that we recruited some really good young talent, but it's a long season. Our trial form, and especially that second half against Penrith, really showed that we needed to be better. And credit to the team, they're a real coachable bunch, they're real hungry. I could see they were hurting after that Penrith game.
You mentioned the game that came after you, which was the Melanesian Cup match between the Western Maroons representing Fiji and the Heluigmen from Papua New Guinea. And for the fifth time in a row, the Papua New Guinean team have bragging rights in Melanesia. But one of the interesting things that Velatawaki, the coach of the Maroons, said to me when we spoke to him on the show last week was the impact that the Silktails are having and the academies that you've set up are having, and how he thinks that will help to make the next team that plays for the Melanesian Cup stronger.
Being based in Latok, we've had a couple of opposed sessions against the local Saru team, and in preparation with Maroons, we had a trial game against them in our second trial, and we invited them to have an opposed session with us. And I was having a chat with Stephen after, because we watched the Melanesian Cup, and the Wigman margin that they won by compared to previous years has been a blowout score. But you know, the Maroons were in it right to the end there. And Steve just said, like, it's sort of, we probably don't know it, but sort of us, you know, running those opposed sessions against these boys and them just sort of being around us and the facility and sort of training against what we have, you know, improves them. That's what we're here to do. We're here to, you know, not only do well as a club, but here to help grow the local game.
You mentioned Steve Driscoll, the club's CEO. I'm wondering more broadly, what is life like for him and for you at the moment in terms of your relationship with the Fiji NRL? Obviously, a lot of change happening in Fiji at the moment across the whole country, and not just in sport. Is the relationship between yourselves and the FNRL on the improve?
There's always talks, and we're looking to improve. I think the biggest thing for us has been the new appointment of Wise Kativirata. We had him around the facilities last week, and it was the first time that he'd been here, and we've been able to sit down and talk about, you know, our main hub and our pathways program, and he was blown away by it. Wise really wants to make a change for the better, and he understands that for there to be success at international level, whether it be residents or Bati level, that the big focus has to be in around this development age. He's been keeping a close eye on Silktails over the years, and now that he's been here, his primary focus is identifying kids through secondary school, and he's come out and said that he knows that without Silktails, it's not going to work. So with his input, you know, going back to FNRL and saying how he feels and saying what he sees in his vision during his time, you know, we'll grow the game like we've all wanted to do. The Silktails will strengthen the local game, which will flow into a stronger residents team and more local boys putting their hand up for international games.
So can we assume effectively a ban that existed at the World Cup on Silktails players being chosen for the Bati squad, that is now over, done with, and the next time the Fiji Buddy squad is chosen, it's highly likely there will be a number of Silktails in that squad.
I'm pretty confident that will happen. Twice has seen what the program is, how it's run, and the benefit of it, and developing these young men to go on to bigger things. And he's openly said that it was a really nice moment that he presented a couple of our debutants their debut jerseys before the game on the weekend. And he said that whatever's happened has happened in the past. It's a clean slate. He's looking to move forward and looking for progression. And when it comes to international games, no matter which competition you are, who you're playing for, he'll pick the best players to put on that Bhatti jersey.
And all of that, I presume, will help in the long term aim, or maybe not such a long term aim now, of the Silktails to move up a rank in the New South Wales competition and move up to the New South Wales Cup.
So it's always been our vision. We haven't put a timeline on that to put ourselves under any pressure. The fact that we've decided in the last 2 years to go younger again, and we're moving forward as an under-23s team. But when you look at our squad this year, a good 70% of it is under-21. At this moment, we're very comfortable where we are. Before we move on, we want to be competitive at this level first.
Wes Nangama, head coach of the Kaiviti Silktails, and he does have one particular concern: travel and the number of flights his players will have to take to play their away games in Sydney. He's hopeful, though, that his players can manage the ordeal. It's one the PNG Hunters are very used to in the Queensland Cup, but not this week because they have a bye.